Reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 9, page Taf, Taf Tet Zayin, Inner Reflection, Istaklut Pnimit, Item 6. You can get into our site, cup.tv, send us your questions. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 9, page Taf, Taf Tet Zayin, Istaklut Pnimit, Inner Reflection, Item 6, Vav. And yet, we need to understand what the Ari wrote about a matter of the two Bechinot of Man, which are necessitated for Nukva, which are the first Mansepach that she receives from Zer Anpin, and the second Mansepach she receives from Ima. And it is even more perplexing, since we well know the meaning of man, which are the Bechinot of Galgalta and Naim of the Tachton, of the lower one, which are cleaved to the Achap of the Elyon, the upper one. Hence, how can it be that the Bechinot of Nukva will be man in Ima, which is the Ali Elyon, the upper's upper, in relation to the Nukva? Because Galgalta and Naim of the Nukva are only cleaved to the Achap of Zer Anpin, which is her upper one, and not to Ima, which is her upper's upper, Ali Elyon. And in order for those things to illuminate as they should, you need to remember everything that was explained in the previous part about the great difference between the three first parts of Im of Atzilut to Zon de Atzilut. And also the difference between Gar of Nikudim to Zon de Nikudim. And we cannot repeat all those parts here, but we will remember the beginning of the things briefly. First, we need to thoroughly know the two kinds of Reshimot, of the two Masachim, the separated Masachim, which were served in 10 Sefirot of Nikudim. One are the Reshimot of Masach de Sag, which was purified, and rose to Rosh de Sag of Ak, in the meaning of the lower Hay in the Enaim, from which emerged the Gar of Nikudim from the Bechina of Katnut in wholeness, and Zad de Nikudim in a minute illumination, which the Ari, and the Ari calls those lights Histaklut Enaim in the Achap, the observation of the Enaim in the Achap, which the Gar received from the Shibolet HaZakan, and Zad received from Chotem Peh under the Shibolet HaZakan, which is from the Bechina of Guf. And the second are the Reshimot of Masach of Ma and Bon De'ak, while being connected together with the Masach de Sag De'ak, therefore they rose with him to Man to Rosh de Sag. And these Reshimot could not receive their correction from Histaklut Enaim, from the observation of the Enaim in the Achap by the Shibolet HaZakan, like Reshimot de Sag, because the meaning of this light of Ozen in the Shibolet HaZakan was the Bechina of Achoraim of Masach de Gar de Bina, which is enough only for the correction of Chagat, and is not enough for the correction of Nehi de'ak, since they require the illumination of Chochmah. And therefore, the man, the ma and bon of the Masach of Nehi de'ak became the Bechina of man to Absag. From the illumination of that zivug came a new light that breached the parsa and came down to ma and bon de'ak below the tabuk and illuminated through the tabuk and brought down the lower hay from a Enaim de Keter
of Nikudim,
and Keter gained its Achap, and also Abba Ve'ima
of Nikudim,
because he is the Gadlut, the adulthood of Gar
of Nikudim.
And later the light came out through the Yesod De'ak to the Yesodot of Gar de Nikudim, and gave birth to the seven Melachin Kadmaim, which expanded Tilbia and Broke.
Questions? Yes.
He gave a long explanation and took us all the way to Nikudim, and all in all the question was, how can it be that man of the low one rises to the upper's upper?
Through the upper one.
I did not understand why we need this all detailed explanation. What does it mean?
Mister, I'm asking you, why can't the lower one be corrected and the upper one right away? So he's saying he can, because the upper one is in Katnut. The lower one has a Reshimo, the upper one is in Katnut, and the upper one is in Gadlut. That's why they can be corrected in a way that I can raise my man to the upper one, and the upper one can't correct me because he's in Katnut, and I see the upper one as small, so I cling on to it. How can I cling on to a small one, and what can it help me if he's small? I have to understand that that's how I see him in my vessels. And he does his katnut on purpose, so I can cling on to him. Because if he'd be in gadlut, I wouldn't be able to. It would conceal him from me. I can't see him in my vessels. He'd be in gadlut. He'd be big. So he lowers himself on purpose, lowers his achap to me so I can cling on to it. That's on one side. Other side, that upper one is in Katnut, and he can't be in Gadlut, even from a different reason. What does it mean to be in Gadlut? Now I'm asking him, give me pizza. You understand that, right? I have a desire like that. Okay. The upper one can give everything to whoever's there below him, but he doesn't know what they're going to ask. That's why he's in Katnut. He doesn't need anything for himself. He's Chafetz Chesed. You ask for pizza, and he asked for a carrot. And then each one, he gives him something, meaning in order to supply something to the lower ones. We also see a mother towards the child, right? What do you want to eat? What are we going to do? She plays with him like a little child. Where does this come from? That there's such an order in the actions. You can ask, because in our world, it's a result of what we're studying here. So it's a result that comes to us that after Nehid Sag mixed with Neidak, and the restriction happened in Neidesag, or the second restriction, as we call it, Tzimtzum Bet, and in Sag there was a coupling on its Katnut, and it gave birth to a Paltzuf, which is called Olama Nikudim Bekatnut, the world of Nikudim in smallness. That's what we have to have. But since there's also Reshimot of Dalet Gimel, that he was inspired by Galgalta, impressed by Neide Galgalta, which are big vessels, since he's already in Bina, under the control of Bina, it's the Patsuf of Bina, the Patsuf of Nikudim and Katnut. So he says, I want now to correct the Malchut, I want to receive in order to bestow, and my vessels are receiving the big ones, and then he demands it. How does that happen? The Partsufim of Abba Ve'ima of Nikudim, they formulate by a Zivug that comes from above according to the order of the degree, Gargalta Absag, and Keter and Abba Ve'ima of Nikudim, which are called Gar the Nikudim. And the awakening of Malchut comes from the Yesod of Ak, from the Yesod that's in Galgalta. The Yesod de'ak awakens the restricted vessels of the world of Nikudim, their Nehi, which are below the Parsa. And then those Nehi are awakened and they start demanding from Chagat. And Chagat demands from Abba Ve'ima, and Abba Ve'ima from Keter, and Keter ascends to Ein Sof, and then they get the light of Gadlut, which shattered those vessels. So he has to explain to you, because through that you will understand that, like, there are two reasons for the world of Nikudim, which on one hand it's Bina, and on the other hand it's Malchut, Sag and Neideak. Also this time, in the world of correction, after the shattering, there will be a correction in two stages. That the Katnut is corrected with the upper one, and Gadlut by the Alielion, the upper one. And also Katnut is actually by the upper one, because you can't make any change without the light of Chokhmah. Yes. Wait, I didn't understand yet. What you just explained, it's like an order of degrees that each one ascends to its upper one. Rav, where does it come from? Doron. He's saying there's like a jump that I don't understand. How can it be that Bchinat Nukba will be Man and Ima of the upper one through the Nukba? It's like there's a man that skips over a stage. I understood. Sorry, I misunderstood and I confused everybody. Why does the man of the lower one, why is it corrected in the upper one and not only in the upper one? So that I answered before, that the upper one is in Katnut. So if he's in Katnut, how can he give birth? How can he give anything to the lower one? I'm willing to receive everything. I'm a mother sitting at home and telling my children, kids, who wants what? I'm writing it down. And now I have to go to the supermarket. I don't have what they want. How do I know what they want? I have to be in Katnut towards them. She must, right? In order to be in connection with them, to bring her achap down to them. But later on, when they demand Gadlut, so first of all, I have to be big, meaning I have to go and get what they want and bring it to them. That's why the correction comes from the Alielion, the upper one. Or truthfully, it's actually from Ein Sof. Even the upper one doesn't have it. We just say it like that. But from him to Ein Sof, we count it as one degree. Yes. So what is going on is that the lower one is causing the upper one to go up to the upper one to ask for Gadlut. But it's not that the lower one has ascended to the Alielion. Rav, the lower one can ascend to the Alielion. His man are in the man of the upper one, and man in man rise to the upper one. And that's where he receives an answer for his own man, that in there is also the man of the lower one. Dolan, does the man of the lower one change during this process? Rav, no. No, only when it goes back down and implements itself as going into Gadlut. Its Gadlut is already on the man of the lower one, what the lower one asked for. And then from his Gadlut, he gives the lower one what it needs. It's in a very rational way. I don't understand what these questions are coming from. So they think about it more and more and then ask. You should depict it in their life. It's the same things. Only there it's in order to bestow. Here it's in order to receive. But the orders, the rules are the same. Glizeri. Let's hear what you have to say. Well, I got confused. Who's the lower one and who's the upper one here? Because it says that Man and Bon made a masach on Neid the Ak, and Bchinat, meaning that Neid the Ak Rav, because it's Malchut. No. What do you mean a big Patsuf? They don't work, they're under the restriction. Glizarin. So what? It's a Tzimtzum, but it's a grown up which is under the Tzimtzum. Rav, that's a right question. Yeah, and how can you answer it? I don't know. Rav, I'll ask you even more. What's bigger, a desire to receive in Malchut or the desire to receive in Bina? Malchut? So how can Malchut demand from Bina? Well,
this is what I'm asking. If I would have known the answer, I wouldn't have asked.
Because she's asking for corrections. She's asking for corrections. Bina, obviously she can't fulfill the Malchut. But if Bina is inspired by the desire of Malchut, so she can receive and pass it on to Malchut. Even though in her it won't be called receiving because she doesn't need it. It'll be as a passage. Like the Kohanim and like we say. There's a deficiency. The big desire in Malchut. Who can supply it? Only Bina. But Bina, she has no, she's small. What does she have? It's Chafetz Chesed. It's right. But she's Chafetz Chesed on all the vessels. Meaning, if she receives Malchut, she will be Chafetz Chesed also on the Malchut. And then she can draw the lights from above in the aviut of the Malchut, pass it on to Malchut, and for herself, stay Chafetz Chesed. She'll have an addition from that, that Chafetz Chesed will be in the luminance of Chochmah. That is called that she prefers the Chassadim. She appreciates the Chassadim. That, how do you call it? That she refines the Chassadim. I'm still a bit sick. You understand? But that's a nice question. Okay. Mutlu. Yes.
The low one, does he feel the upper's upper?
Never.
So the correction you're talking about is only to restrict the desire from the upper one.
The correction is that I restrict my desire from the upper one in order to be in adhesion with it, because the Elyon is in Chafetz Chesed.
So how does Chochmah bestows upon the low one then, if all I do is restrict myself?
Again? How what?
How does Chochmah... We need to receive Chochmah. So how does it affect me?
If you're in Chafetz Chesed, so it's the opposite. Let the light come, and I won't receive it. That is called that I'm showing everybody and to myself and to the Creator as I'm entirely in Chassadim. And the illuminance of Chochmah illuminates on me and is in me, and I receive it only as Chassadim. That's called that I refine the Chassadim. I don't want anything except for living in the forest. That's it. Nothing more. Now, in that forest, they gave me a whole palace. They did all kinds of things for me. They built a whole city for me in the forest. And I don't need it. I don't want it. But what's the benefit? That now everybody sees that I'm Chafetz Chesed. Now I also know that I'm Chafetz Chesed. Been before? Who knows?
So that knowledge is Chochmah?
That knowledge is Chochmah. Bina is the etzim of Chochmah, right?
So why does Bina needs the uppers for?
Because Chochmah doesn't really have anything to give to the lower one. Only by the lower one, she starts improving the Chassadim that also have Chochmah. Without Chochmah, that she only has chasadim, only galgal ta'anayim, without the lower one.
What's new in the request of the low one after the shattering compared to before the shattering?
Before the shattering, it's a system. After the shattering, it's also organizing that system, but only after there's a descent and falling into this world, and this world coming out in a way as the created beings feel them as existing like we feel ourselves. Only in that way only in that way we can start speaking about the work of the lower ones. Before that, it's a system. Yes, Amikam, what? Only in short.
Yes, at first he says two kinds of reshimot of two separated masachim which were asserted in the 10 sefirot of Nikudim. Which two masachim is he talking about? The masach above the tabur and the masach below the tabur? In Nikudim?
In Nikudim, below the tabur and above, what are you talking about? I don't know.
He writes here, he explains that we should mention the beginning of the things briefly. First, we need to thoroughly know the two kinds of reshimot, of the two separated masachim which were served, which were used in the 10 sefirot de Nikudim. So my question is, which two separated masachim is he talking about?
And then he continues.
Then he elaborates reshimot, the masach of sag which purified and rose to masach the sag. And my second question that works on the reshimot of ma and bon the ak, while being connected with the masach the sag of ak, they also rose along with him to man to wash the sag.
Right, Tanig ben Naim of wash the sag, and there was a zivug. And the Potsuv of Katnut of Nikudim came out. What's the problem?
But if it's a combined masach between sag to mind bone, how do they rise to man? Because we said Galgalta and Naim, which are cleaved to the achap of the upper one, they are the ones raising man.
Reshimot rise to the Rosh of Sag after Tzimtzum Bet. We understand that?
Yes.
Good. A lot of Reshimot. Yes or no?
Yeah, of course.
Good. But Aleph Mit are restricted and Dalet Gimel. Then there's a Zivug on the first Reshimon, Bet Aleph, the restricted Bet Aleph. Yes or no?
Yes.
Then there's Katnut of Olam HaNikudim. Yes. Then there's on the second Masach, on Dalet Gimel.
Yes.
There's Gadlut Olam HaNikudim.
Yeah, he writes here that the Keter receives is rewarded with Achab.
So what are you asking?
First of all, what I'm asking is which two separated masachim do we have in the 10 sefirot and Nikudim?
Let's say Katnut and Gadlut.
Okay, and then why the second reshimot of masach of mind bon de'ak, while being connected with the masach de sag de'ak, therefore they rose along with him to man de rosh of sag, and those reshimot could not receive their correction, meaning they rose.
It's reshimot of Gadlut.
Meaning they rose out of it, their desire to be corrected.
What's the question? Or that they're in Rosh of Sag, yes. They can be implemented there? No.
Why can't they be corrected there?
Because first there has to be Katnut, one. Two, those Roshimot, even though they ascended, they're not allowed to do a Zivug on them. There's a second restriction. You can't work with the vessels of receiving. There's no forces to do it.
But they were connected to Masach Desag. This is what he writes here.
But there's a restriction that prohibits you from implementing them.
A restriction which is above Sag?
You are not allowed it's to work with the vessels of receiving that. Now, Sag got the impression of the vessels of Nehi Deak. He knows he can't work with those vessels of receiving. The Rishimot have ascended, but you can't realize them. So what? There's a lot of Rishimot that we don't realize.
But if they wouldn't have been realized, then the shattering wouldn't have occurred. But he writes here that they were realized, only they could not reach their correction.
They've realized the Rishimot because there was illuminance from Nehi Deak to Zon of Nikudim, and then Zon of Nikudim were awakened to Abba Vehima the Nikudim, but that's because they were in Rosh of Nikudim, there were two authorities. Because of that, that was a mistake that you could already receive in order to bestow in all of the vessels. That was a mistake. But the Rishimot, Dalet Gimel, that have ascended to Rosh of Sag, is a quiet Rishimot. It can be realized. There's an awakening, a special awakening, in order to activate it, that it'll be activated and draw the light from Ein Sof. Is that clear? Well, yes.
I'm operating from Bina or from Malchut?
Me, who's talking?
Me, the one who wants to develop in spirituality.
You from Malchut, always Malchut. What they are scrutinizing here, these systems that are above Malchut, it's because Malchut has ascended to those qualities and attained them. But except for Malchut, there is nothing. What we talk, Esel Sfirot, Balzufim, Olamot, it's all what Malchut attains. I'm a vessel of receiving. I'm a desire to receive. I don't leave that.
So what does it mean that I'm in a state of chafetz chesed, delighted in mercy?
That's a correction on the desire to receive, that it becomes chafetz chesed.
So I'm bina.
If we scrape you a bit, we'll see that you're malchut. You understand? You receive the qualities of bina. You're clothed in it. We can never get out of the desire to receive. That's the matter of creation. Except for that, everything is creator. Our work is to resemble him. That the desire to receive will, as we say, the wolf will be clothed in the lamb.
Is there such a thing like Malchut, or the point in the heart which has a certain shade, someone in the shade of Bina and someone in the shade of Malchut?
Malchut is entirely black, and when it clings on to Zer Anpin, it's green, Bina is red, and Chochmah is white.
What's the difference between me and some other point in the heart? My point in the heart to some other point in the heart.
What do you mean, other point?
We learned that everything comes from roots in Bia. After the shattering, everything was scattered.
I don't know other point. There's all one center point, which is Malchut, the black Malchut.
No, but me with respect to another friend.
No, that's a result of the shattering.
So what's the difference?
That you are pieces of the Malchut. That's it. That's why we have to unite in order to discover in the unity between you, the upper force. You don't get out of the Malchut. But by uniting with him, in the shattering, the light that shattered the vessel entered between you, meaning the shattering is very special. It's the way it was shattered. It gives the shattered vessels the way, the borders between them, all those different forms. It gives them an opposite form of the light because the light broke the vessel. And when you are going to unite in that, you are attaining the light. Because you need to connect yourself according to what the light broke you. And that in that way you find him. That's the work. Okay, let's go to the next part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together. Shemati, let us spread this light. Shemati, Shemati, we must all unite.
Is changing, it's changing fast. Economy is crashing. We can't figure out, we don't ask why. Nature is talking, it speaks to us, but we don't hear a word. It's a global connection. Its next blow will be much worse. Let's reveal the message. Shamati, Shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, Shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, Shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, Shamati, we must all unite. Chasing pleasures all our lives. What is the purpose? No satisfaction on to the next. You tell me, is it worth it? What we long is to be loved, because we're all connected. So let us join our hearts as one. We'll never feel rejected. Shamati, Shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, Shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, Shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, Shamati, let us all unite. La 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 la. Shamati, Shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, Shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, Shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, Shamati,